From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. 2017. Wow. 16 was a fast year. 2017, we'll have lots to talk about this year. And welcome to our 14th year anniversary party show. Throughout the night, some important Coast to Coast guests will be popping on the program just to say hello. They've been so instrumental in the success of this program over the years, so they will be here, and so will you. And also emerging artists tonight on Coast to Coast AM. Later on in the program, I've got many thanks, personal thanks, to people who have been very helpful to me personally with this program. I'll be talking about them as well. Here's what's happening. At least one U.S. citizen was injured during that deadly attack on the Istanbul, Turkey nightclub. And the terrorists responsible for the massacre, who dressed up like Santa Claus, remained at large Sunday evening. At least 39 people were killed, 70 were wounded, when a gunman opened fire shortly after a nightclub crowd had celebrated ringing in the new year. The attacker, armed with a long-barreled weapon, killed a policeman and a civilian outside the very popular club at about 1:15 a.m. before entering and firing on the people partying inside. I talked to a person who has resided in Turkey, lived in Istanbul, has been to that nightclub, and he said it's very unusual that they were able to get in with that kind of high-powered weaponry. He just shook his head, and he said Turkey, of course, is all concerned. Douglas Hagman, private investigator, head of course the Northeast Intelligence Network, has tracked terrorism for us since 9/11. Doug, this particular situation here, how bad can it get? My gosh.
Well, first of all, happy anniversary, George. And second of all, yes, it's horrific. And most people have grown weary to the and numb to the news of such terrorist attacks. But our understanding is limited to the graphic images we see, but a very shallow comprehension of the context in which this attack occurred. And we've quickly forgotten that this attack in Turkey is just one of over two dozen terrorist attacks that took place in Turkey in 2016 alone. And that doesn't include the failed coup attempt or the assassination of the Russian ambassador back on the 19th. But while the motive for this attack remains speculative, it's going to be attributed to either ISIS or a member of the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party. It's not going to be the last, as both potential perpetrators and respective agendas are the result of the regional chaos that has been orchestrated and exploited by U.S., Western, NATO, and even Saudi meddling in their global agenda of power realignment. And we also see the exacerbation by the infusion of some 2 million refugees into Turkey over the last 2 years, which, by the way, is a landmass about the size of Texas. That should be yet another illustration of the insanity of this relentless globalist agenda that was set in motion after 9/11 and currently exploited by U.S. foreign policy. At the epicenter of this, of course, is Syria.
Hey, you know, Doug, the person I know who lived in Turkey, who has been to that nightclub, now lives in the United States, told me, please don't use my name, so I'm not, because they're afraid of just any repercussions. But just returned from Turkey, was out there last week for his sister's wedding, and he said everybody's tense there. I mean, people don't even want to leave their houses. In this particular case, yeah. Leaflets were handed out a couple days before this tragedy at this nightclub, warning people don't celebrate New Year's. It's not the thing you should be doing. I mean, so that whole country is up in arms now.
Indeed, and rightfully so. Again, 29 the terrorist attacks, Istanbul, all throughout Turkey, but this was a very exclusive venue, much like the Waldorf, we'll say, in New York City, perhaps at that caliber. But this is horrific, and I do believe it's only going to get worse in 2017.
Oh, gosh, Doug, thank you so much. And in Brazil, a gunman stormed a house party, killed 11 people, including his former wife, an 8-year-old son. Then he shot himself in the head during a New Year's party in Brazil. Jeez. Detroit police opened up an investigation last week after a mummified remain was found in the garage of an occupied home. The home buyer made that shocking discovery. How would you like to come across that? On Wall Street, the rising dollar has been one of the most visible signs of growing optimism in the U.S. economy. And for many other countries, it spells trouble. Most analysts expect that the U.S. currency will even strengthen more in 2017, extending a gain that has boosted the value of the dollar by more than one-third since the U.S. credit downgrade in 2011. William Christopher, known for his portrayal of the chaplain Father Mulcahy on the very beloved TV show MASH, has died. He was 84. He died of a form of cancer. In Indonesia, we've got that story in the news at coasttocoastam.com. The world's oldest man celebrates what he claims to be his birthday. Get this, 146 years old. That would make him the oldest recorded person, 146 years old. Of course, he doesn't have a birth certificate. Nobody can really prove it, but he has been able to talk about events that he saw as a little kid, and that would push him back to those years. Really strange. New Year's, of course. It's a time for people to look forward to the new year. Dr. Peter Breggin, our resident psychiatrist, with us. Peter, what do you recommend for people? And Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Happy New Year, and happy 14th anniversary coming up.
Thank you, sir.
Wow.
Appreciate that. I know it. It went by so fast. And, I mean, time goes by so fast, Peter. How do we make the best of it? I mean, 16 went by like a rocket ship. What's 17 going to be like?
Well, I think 17 is going to be the best year we've all had in a long time. God willing. Happenstance willing.
Yep.
I think we've all got a chance now to really put into practice the most important principles that America was based on, George. You know, I want to go back to my book, Wow, I'm an American, because I think this is going to be a Wow, I'm an American year coming up. You know, we have an opportunity to take these principles, and the thing we can do is apply them, not politically, which is a bit out of our control, that we can only do remotely, in our personal lives. And there's four things we can do. We can respect the freedom of the people we love and we live with and work with. Freedom. That's what America is about. So we can give up bullying, we can give up arguing, we can give up fighting, and we can learn to build really respectful, individualistic relationships, our husbands, our wives, our kids, to the extent they're old enough for freedom. The second thing we can do for the new year is take responsibility for everything we do. It is the heart and soul of being an American in this coming year. The one thing we can never do is say, well, I'm not responsible for myself. I didn't make that decision. We got to make every possible decision saying we're responsible for it. The third thing we can do, George, is be grateful. One of the things I know as a psychiatrist now, practicing for decades and decades and decades, is you can't be crazy and grateful at the same time. They don't go together. If you're grateful to nature, to God, to your husband, to your wife, you're going to keep a steady keel. And the fine thing, first of all, and the fourth thing, and I wish this for everyone, realize you're a source of love. And if you don't feel like you're a source of love, become a source of love. Take responsibility for being joyful around the people you care for. Express love. Be happy about them. To me, the essence of love is joy in being aware of and knowing friends, family, pets, nature, God. So that's what I'm hoping for the new year. Freedom, responsibility, gratitude. And let's all become a source of love.
Super, Peter. Thank you. And we'll be talking to you throughout the entire new year. Great guest, Dr. Peter Breggin. Throughout the night, we'll be talking with psychics and clairvoyants about predictions for 2017, reviewing some of their predictions for 2016. And up next is psychic Joseph Jacobs on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Welcome back to our 14th year anniversary party, and we'll be talking a lot about that throughout the program tonight. Our dear friend Joseph Jacobs, internationally known psychic, has counseled thousands and thousands of people since 1982. He has been with us for years talking about predictions of past years, years to come, and here he is on Coast to Coast AM. Happy New Year, Joseph.
Happy New Year and happy anniversary. It's my anniversary, too, on Coast to Coast.
It is. It really is. I mean, you were with me during the Nighthawk St. Louis days, and then once I started doing Coast to Coast, you just kind of just came right over with
us. It's been an honor and a treat.
It
really is. And, last year was a rough year, and I kind of predicted bad weather and economic problems last January, in fact. But with 2017, on the positive side, is going to have a lot of new inventions and discoveries. There are going to be a lot of investigations, revelations. But I'm going to call it the year of the autocrat. It's going to be good ego versus bad ego. I think you're going to see a lot of leaders around the world, maybe even saber-rattling and energizing. And there's the populist movement, which is going to continue, I think. Donald Trump is having a lot of emotional issues that could be very upsetting to him, and there'll probably be a lot of tweets between March 2nd and April 23rd, and then he hits a wall, a lot of difficulties. Some of them may either have to do with his health and legal matters between April 23rd and June 14. If he gets by that, he's going to be doing a lot better, but I do see Mike Pence, who's in a much stronger year, taking on a lot of responsibilities.
Helping him out more and more.
I'm sorry?
Helping him out more and more, I guess.
Yeah, more and more, and he gets more involved. And the U.S. goes into a cycle, July 4, which happens every 45 years to the United States. Now, there are 45-year cycles in human beings, and they only happen once, usually, unless people live to 90. And that's been called, by psychologists, the midlife crisis. You know, around age 44, 45, there's a real big change that can happen for people, and then between 49 and 55. Now, the U.S. is going into that, and so I looked back 45 years to 1972, 1927, all the way back to 1792, to see if there was a series of events that happened in those particular years. And a lot of it had to do with immigration, new treaties being signed, new pacts, new realignments. And I don't know, Donald Trump is the Three of Diamonds. The last Three of Diamonds president we had was Herbert Hoover.
Oh boy, and look what happened with him.
Yeah, we had a depression. So what I see, the most difficult time for the U.S. is between October 16th and December 6th. There's some danger. I don't know if it's Mother Nature or an attack, but between October 16th and December 6th is the most difficult time for the United States.
2016, Joseph, was a very difficult year for a lot of people. I sensed a lot of tension in people, concern with people. At least 2017, at least right now from the outset, feels that it might be a little calmer.
It's not going to be as heavy. You know, I've been dreading 2016 for years now. I've mentioned it for
several times,
years.
Yeah.
And I also mentioned that if we're going to have UFO contact, it would be in 2016. And there was a lot of space activity and new breakthroughs in space and even in understanding gravity, you know. So there were some wonderful things that happened there, but this was a very heavy year. I don't think this year is going to be so heavy, but I think everyone is going to feel like there's a lot more they need to be doing.
I think so too.
You know, it's like you were born with a pair of kings, and suddenly you've got another king to deal with, or aces up. You know, so some of that may be confusing at time, but there will be extra efforts, new possibilities, new startups. One thing I'm worried about is you remember Network, the movie?
Oh, I love that movie. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, remember Ned Beatty saying there are no governments anymore? It's everything's being run by the big corporations.
Yeah, he was right.
And that's what we're going to be seeing.
You know, Joseph, as we look towards 2017, in terms of speed and time, 2016 seemed to me, personally, to be the fastest year I have ever experienced.
Yeah.
I don't know where it went.
I experienced it too. If you look at a watch, time moves normally. But in my readings, on my webpage, I have the kind of tempo of the day. This is going to be a slow day. This is going to be a fast-moving day. There are days when everything moves quickly and easily. There are days when it goes on and on and on forever. There are going to be a lot of shifts and changes this year. Time is going to move a little faster.
Well, we got to slow it down somehow. I wish we could.
Be productive. Be positive. Today is a powerful day for affirmations. So can tomorrow be. Write down, I am attracting more love into my life. I'm attracting more money into my life. I am finding the ideal work in my life. Use those affirmations, I think.
I've got to tell you, every New Year's Eve that I've had the opportunity to be out, not working, if it falls on a Saturday, for example, every time that has happened, I have heard people talking about the year we're leaving, whatever year that might be, 2012, 14, whenever it is, so glad that that year is gone. I have never heard anyone, Joseph, say, what a great year, I'm going to miss it. Why not? Why don't we hear that?
Well, not last year. I
never hear anybody talk about any of the past years that they liked.
Well, we're always looking. I think it's the indomitable human spirit looking for a new chance, a new opportunity. And this year is going to give that to a lot of people.
I hope so, too. So as you look towards 2017, what do you see for the economy? I mean, there are some experts who've come on the program. They think there's going to be a housing bubble burst. They think the stock market's going to drop dramatically. Yet right now, things seem pretty optimistic.
Yeah, we're not going to see that. We're not going to see any kind of major economic disturbance, I don't think, until 2018. But I'll talk more about that next year.
Yeah, exactly. And the wonders, of course, of this program, we record everything. You talked a little bit about ET presence, that there might be some ET contact. And you said if it doesn't happen at the end of 2016, it might be 9 years from then.
That's right.
So it didn't happen precisely, so it's going to be longer then.
Right, but there's been a lot of UFO stuff.
Oh, yeah,
nonetheless,
that doesn't stop.
And a lot of, astrophysicists have done some amazing discoveries as well.
Does Hillary Clinton fade away in 2017?
Yeah, I don't see her very active for a while.
And you don't see her resurrecting in 4 more years, do you?
No, I don't.
That's not going to happen. Joseph, of course, his website is 1-800-CSELF.com. It's 800-CSELF.com. And his phone number is 1-800-CSELF.com. That is a number that is etched into my head, Joseph. You just can't forget it.
Well, when I get off the phone, I usually have about 150 calls.
Oh, my gosh. All right, what I want to do for the next half hour that we have you is take some phone calls from folks and maybe get their predictions for 2017 and your reaction to that, okay?
Sure, I'd love to do that.
All right, let's do that. So we're going to take calls Each half hour with the special guests that we will have tonight. Joseph Jacobs with us for the next half hour. Let's take your calls and your predictions for 2017, things that you see might happen, and we'll get Joseph the psychic's reaction to all of that right here on Coast to Coast AM. And don't forget, of course, to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and anytime you want, send me an email at george@coasttocoastam.com. And this, of course, tonight is our 14th year anniversary party. 14 years since I started doing Coast to Coast on a full-time basis. I was doing it part-time a couple of years before that. And we have come across so many incredible people on this program who have been instrumental to the success of this show, who have been great guests, who have been great listeners, who become guests. And several years ago, producer Tom Danheiser told me, hey, you know, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top listens to the show a lot. And I went, really? And he said, yeah, he loves it. And, well, let me bring him in. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Hey, Billy.
Hey, man. BFG, right here on Coast to Coast. I'm one of those guys. I've been challenged, and here we are, right here, celebrating another round, eh?
Yeah, and we keep going, just like you folks at ZZ Top keep going. What energy you guys have, Billy?
Oh yeah. Well, it's what we get by way of listening to you guys. Let's keep it going.
We shall be doing that. I want to thank you for the support you've given us on this program and for the great music you've given so many millions of people across this planet, Billy. You and the rest of the guys on ZZ Top. Thank you for everything, Billy.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year, as they say. Let's give it another, let's shoot it to the atmosphere.
You got it. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, great guy. And, of course, another person who's very instrumental to Coast to Coast and has been just a superb guest is none other than researcher Micah Hanks. Micah, welcome to the program, and thank you, and Happy New Year's to you, Micah.
Happy New Year, George. 14 years. I'll tell you, you've been working hard, haven't you?
Clicking along. I mean, I can't believe it has gone by that fast.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're time traveling, that's what happens.
Exactly. What's Micah been up to these days?
Oh, you know, well, doing what the last guy that we were on the line here with talking to has been doing, playing guitar. Boy, now I've been in the presence of greatness, George. But we did a little of that back in August here in Asheville, North Carolina as well. So in addition to guitar, keeping an eye to the skies, as I always do, and just looking ahead to 2017 with a lot of power and positivity, man.
The late Jimi Hendrix once said that Billy Gibbons was the best guitarist he's ever heard. Billy, of course, said that about Jimmy. And I will say that you are also one of the best. You played for me in Asheville, North Carolina at our event, and you are one heck of a musician, my friend.
You know, I'm always going to remember, George, the rehearsals. That was what was so fun, is being up there on the stage in a dimly lit auditorium, you know, the band and you and I. It was just great. I mean, it was pure lightning in a bottle, and there's nothing quite like that when you get to have that kind of experience, not only with professionals but with friends. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And so, yeah, putting a musical dimension to what we do together, George, was, I think, truly a highlight of 2016 for me.
Many more years to come, Micah, and thanks for everything.
Hey, yeah, you too. Happy New Year, and let's do 14 more years if you can, okay?
You got that. God willing, we shall do that. Okay, we're going to come back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with your phone calls, your predictions, your questions for psychic Joseph Jacobs next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to our New Year program. I'm George Norrie, and our guest this hour is psychic Joseph Jacobs. We will take calls with Joseph as well for the remaining portion of this half hour. And Joseph, of course, as you look towards now 2017, and it's not going to be as bumpy, you believe, than 2016, it still is a very volatile planet in terms of people and emotion, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, you have 60 million people who don't have homes, and a lot of that pressure, you know, to some extent, the terrorists have altered the Western world in terms of fear, in terms of prejudice, in terms of, you know, And to some extent, those gangsters, because that's what they are. They're not terrorists. They're
thugs.
They're thugs. They.
I mean, who would desecrate
the women,
church?
They steal women. They kill people. I mean, they're gangsters, and they don't have any political relevance.
No, they don't. So let's take calls. When Joseph comes on the program during the year, of course, we'll do personal readings. He can talk about you. But what I want from you this time is your own predictions for 2017 and Joseph Jacobs' reaction to that. So let's go to Luke in Liberty, Texas to get things started. Hey, Luke, Happy New Year to you.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you too, George.
Thank you.
And I have probably about three predictions. I'll try to make it quick.
Okay.
The first one is that I think the Antichrist is on this earth. I don't think he's American. I think he may be Israeli or Palestinian. And I think he may be anti-baptized or do his first anti-miracle this year.
Okay.
The second one is, am I allowed to predict, like, the death of a famous person?
Yeah, that probably a sure thing. And how about your last one?
I'm not sure if Donald Trump is going to be assassinated or if he's going to die of natural causes. I do not think he's going to be impeached, though.
Okay.
And the third one is, I think I'm going to be an author this year.
Ooh, you might be even a guest on the show.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I'm going to use a pen name, so you're going to have to pay attention to my voice and where I'm calling from in case you want to blackmail me.
We won't blackmail you at all. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Now, in terms of any danger to the president, I prefer we don't talk about that, folks. It's one subject that I've always considered taboo on the program. It's just something I don't do. So let's please make sure you do that.
I can't comment on
that. I don't want you to comment on that at all. What do you think about the Antichrist? He believes the Antichrist is already here.
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in the Antichrist or believe he's here?
I don't believe he's here.
Okay. But you do believe in the Antichrist.
No, I don't.
Oh, at all?
I'm Jewish.
Well, that's true.
And I'm a Jew-boo. I'm a Jewish and Buddhist, you know. So.
Death of a famous person? That's probably a slam dunk.
That is. That is.
I mean, look what's happened in the last couple of weeks, Joseph. Oh, my God. Alan Thicke, Carrie Fisher, Debbie Reynolds, George Michael. My God.
Yeah,
right toward the end of the year.
I think it's the stress on a lot of these people. It's been a very, very stressful, depressing year.
You know, we lost a lot of great people in 2016. I mean, a lot of great people. Are we losing more great people than we're replenishing on this planet?
Oh, no. Oh, no. There's a great new generation. There's a very vibrant generation of 20-somethings, 30-somethings, 40-somethings, people who are very productive and they're going to make big changes in 2 years.
Let's hope they do. Linda Marie in Medford, Oregon is with us. What do you think about 2017, Linda?
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
You
Happy
too.
New Year.
I predict I'm going to win a lot of money and fall in love this year. And Joseph, I'm a Queen of Hearts, November 21st, 1970. How close am I to my prediction?
Win a lot of money and find love, Joseph.
I think if that's what you want, you will accomplish it.
Those are great predictions. You can't go wrong with those.
No, you can't.
Good luck, Linda. Hope they all work out for you.
There's nothing like positive thinking. That's the only magic. I mean, I have a wand. You know, I sometimes create a wand. It can be a pen. It can be a ruler. Something that you put your energies to and put your affirmations into, you know. When you think positively, you turn things around. And there's more opportunity for positive thinking in the year to come.
You make your predictions, and we'll just tell people who are brand new to the show, based on a card system. Explain that.
That's right. Well, every day in the year is a card. like the lady who just called, who's the Queen of Hearts, and then I follow your story in a sense, and I see what the issues are, in terms of finance, in terms of jobs, in terms of relationships. I'm very good with relationships, and career. And why am I here? You know what? A lot of people will go through that whole process of why am I here? What's it all about? And I come up with the lessons that you're here to learn. And the cards seem to define that just about better than any system I've ever run across in the many years that I've explored various systems, you know.
Let's go to Nancy in Victoria, Texas, east of the Rockies. Hey, Nancy, you're up with us.
Hey, George, happy anniversary. Happy New Year.
Thank you. What do you think for 2017?
Well, there's been a lot of talks in the celebrity world that there is a 50-50 chance that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West might divorce sometime this year. What do you think?
That's a possibility.
Go ahead, Joseph. You're into the celebrities. You follow them, Joseph. So what do you think?
That's a strong possibility.
All right. And Nancy, what else you got for us? Still there? Nope, Nancy is gone. She is gone. But Terry is in California, first-time caller. Hi, Terry, go ahead.
Hi, George. I don't have a prediction for myself because I've been stuck. My husband's coming up on the second year of his death.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And I really don't know what to do with myself. I mean, I can't move forward. I feel like I'm just stuck.
Yeah, then accept it. You're going through a mourning period.
Yeah.
A normal mourning period.
Have you looked for help?
But
there are groups out there in various churches, and it doesn't have to cost money, but a bereavement group can be very positive, and it's a wonderful way to meet other people and share with other people and help. Not only yourself. When you help others, you help yourself.
This is true.
When you give charitably, you receive also.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you've. Do you have any hobbies?
You know, I used to, but I can't get motivated to do anything.
What's your birthday month and just the month and day?
January 23rd.
January 23rd. Well, do some creative work. Do some writing. And you do from time to time, even before your tragedy, have a tendency to have a bit of inertia problem, you know?
Yeah.
And so write down things you want to take care of them, maybe around the house.
Yeah.
Find some positive spiritual outlet. You have a great potential for that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get beyond it. You'll get by it.
All right, good luck, Terry, and let's make 2017 just a great year for you. You know, Joseph, over the past several years, of course, I lost my father. Then several years later, I lost my sister to brain cancer. And there are holes in your body that literally get eaten away when something like that happens.
And this was an important family year for you.
Yeah, it is. This was
what this year was all about, and I think you're coming into a very hard work year, but you need to take care of a lot of financial stuff right now through the middle of February.
Okay.
And I would trust your intuition. Your intuition is going to kind of peak after February 20th, and allow for delays in travel. There may be some delays in travel between April 13 and June 3rd.
Gosh, I wish I
could
delay.
But then you're coming into a really hard work, reorganizing kind of a year.
We've got a lot of projects.
A lot of stuff going on.
Lots of things. Let's go to David in Fairbanks, Alaska, on the wild card line. Hello, David. Go ahead.
Hello. Happy anniversary and Happy New Year.
Thanks, David. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to talk with you again. I have two predictions, and they're kind of connected.
Okay.
And they have to deal with the presidency of Donald Trump. I think that with his reign as president, that people are, as more and more truth gets put out about Donald Trump, a lot of things we do not know right now. And as we learn more, I think people are going to realize that this the government that has been, that people now are rebelling about, we're going to realize it really wasn't that bad. And with that, I think a new movement is going to arise, which is going to be a liberal version of the Tea Party. And I think people are going to appreciate President Obama and the way politics used to be with the reign of Donald Trump.
Yeah,
and I have no doubt.
I agree with you, and I think there will be an emotional depression after a couple of years also.
So you think there's going to be like a whip-around effect, Joseph, this year?
Well, I think when I take a look at Trump's cards, I look at Pence's cards, I look at the United States, and I see a lot of difficulties coming up.
I remember when President Obama got elected, and hit a couple bumps in the road months later with Obamacare and things like that. Somebody had taken out a billboard with George Bush up there, and it said, "Miss me now." And, I mean, as much as everybody wanted that presidency toward the end to just go away because of Iraq and because of the way the economy had fallen apart and everything else, it was funny to see that. And people are different that way, too. They seem to sometimes forget, and then they start thinking about some of the better things. And the same thing could happen with President Obama.
You know, in Australia, it's a law that you have to vote. And when you get 46% of the population not voting, they have no say. They can't gripe. And, you know, I had a history teacher once who said that a dictatorship is a lazy democracy.
What do you think of the Russian hacking situation?
Oh, well,
is that going to crop up?
I've been saying for years, WW1, World War One,
mm-hmm.
WW2, World War Two.
WWW. Well,
I've been warning about that.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, and I spend as little time as I can on the computer.
Let's go to Trevor in Tucson, Arizona. Hi, Trevor. What do you got for us?
Hey, Happy New Year. I think that the UN resolution just recently to divide Jerusalem is going to create a compounding effect, bringing about the rapture.
Oh,
the end of 2018,
From
November 1st to December 31st, I think the rapture is going to happen. There's a biblical generation that sees Israel become a state, 1948. Add 70 years to that, that's 2018. I think Obama is going to have a really big hand in creating peace and some kind of coalition between Palestinians and Israelis to build the third temple, the third temple on the Temple Mount.
That would be dramatic. What do you think of that, Joseph?
I can't see that happening.
Okay.
You know, the mosque on the Temple Mount is a superimposition that it's amazing how the Israelis can accept that. But Muhammad was never in Jerusalem, you know. He had an out-of-body experience or a spiritual experience that he claimed to have visited Jerusalem, but the Muslims have Mecca and Medina and many, many other towns which are holy towns to them, and I don't think they need Jerusalem.
Joseph, my friend, thank you. Let's keep in touch. And the website, again, is 800cself.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com, and your toll-free number, which you can call folks at any time, 1-800-C-SELF. Just like see with your eyes, 1-800-CSELF.com. Joseph, be well. Talk to you in the new year, okay?
You too. Have a very happy new year and anniversary.
Thank you, sir.